Hey, Emmanuel, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to listen to my testimony. My name is Reed Monahan. I've been nominated to serve as a deacon, Lord willing. And I'm going to share with you my story of coming to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and share with you a little bit about what I'm eager to do, what I'm excited about in the prospect of serving as a deacon among you. In 2008, it all came to a head for me. I was working a construction job. I was a year out of high school. I was a student in community college. I really didn't have any direction in life, and I was really confused about who I was and what life was all about. I was depressed. I had a terrible day at work. I said something embarrassing. I just embarrassed myself. I came home, and it was like this storm cloud of darkness gathered around me, and I just had all of these intruding, self-hating thoughts and these deep philosophical questions about life that I don't know where they were coming from. But essentially, I was being harassed with, you're a terrible person. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know what life is all about. What is the purpose of life? Why am I not happy? Why is it that I see other people happy, but I'm not? And I had to go take my dog on a walk. So I go take my dog on a walk, and I had never felt this depressed in my whole life. I had even considered, hey, maybe I should just end my life. Maybe that would be easier, because I felt so trapped in this wave of self-hatred. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know who to talk to. And I just didn't want to tell anybody, you know. So I'm just sitting there plagued by this, and I'm walking my dog, no leash. I'm in Virginia, where I grew up, trees, woods, forests, and she just takes off into the woods, and that's normal. So I go after her a little bit, and then I lose sight of her, and I call her back. I said, Kaylee, come on back. And she keeps going, and the wind is just blowing really hard towards my dog. And so I go after her. I'm going over creeks and over down trees, and it's like 20 minutes going after her. I said, eventually I'll catch up with her, but I'm just thinking about all the stuff that's going on in my head. And then there's a clearing in the trees up there, and I get there, and Kaylee's got a stick, and she's finally listening to me. And there I am in the backyard of the church. I'm looking at the back of the church building of the church I used to go to. And my first thought was, how in the world? I had no idea I could get to the church from the woods by my house. And then secondly, it just rushed on me that God is here. God is present. God is trying to get my attention. And immediately, this like the storm cloud blew away, and I walked out of the woods in a completely different mindset. I had hope. I started thinking about praying to God, and I went home and opened up my Bible, my gifted Bible from my mom that I never read, the teen NIV Bible with the holographic front. And I just open it up, and I see these red letters, and I thought, I think Jesus is the red letter, so I'm going to read that. And I read until Matthew 6:19, where it says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal, and there your heart will be also. And I was just floored. Man, I have been seeking earthly treasures. I've been on this treasure hunt. It's like a wild goose chase for happiness, and I cannot find it. So I was searching for it in relationships. I was searching for it in partying, in sexual sin, watching pornography, drinking, smoking. And I just thought I was good with God. I had thought I was a good person and extremely unhappy and extremely confused about life. And this was making sense. I wasn't saved at that moment. I had a lot to learn about. I still did not have peace with God, but God was trying to reach me that day, and it completely changed my mindset. So it was over a 2-year period when I began to understand the gospel, but let me come back to that. In my early years, I grew up in a loving family. I love my parents. They're the best parents ever. Love my two older sisters. I'm the youngest of three. We grew up going to church led by my mom, who was the spiritual leader, and she always communicated to us that there is a God, there is a creator, he is personal, and she talked like God was in the room. She talked like you could pray to him, you can know him. But eventually you know, she began to realize that we didn't want to go to church. We wanted to do our own thing. And she gave us that choice. So I had a good foundation about Christian, like a Christian worldview as a young kid, but the seeds of disobedience were there. Like I was a proud kid. I wanted to do things my way, and I wanted to do things in secret. So I began disobeying my parents, staying out late, and really banged heads with my parents in middle school. I chose a friend group that they were all pretty disobedient to their parents and did their own thing, and their parents kind of didn't really care. So I was really jealous of their liberty and despised my parents for not giving it to me. But I kind of went back and forth with obeying and disobeying my parents in that time, but was introduced to drinking and smoking cigarettes, you know, eighth, ninth grade. And then, after kind of going back and forth, I went to church again. And then I realized I kind of just like this partying lifestyle. So by sophomore year, junior year, I was partying on the weekends. I was spending my money on beer and marijuana. I was watching porn every once in a while. And, really thought that I was a good kid and that I'm fine and this is just fun and I'm going to live life to the fullest. And that is what led me up into my depression of 2008. It was just this wild goose chase of just trying to find happiness and never finding it and being so perplexed and bewildered that I wasn't finding it. I had this hole in my heart. I had this, like, I was just in this dark, dark storm. And that's where the Lord found me. But I didn't know I was a sinner. I didn't know I needed saving until I was invited to a church service, July 4th, 2010, by a friend of mine. And the preacher was saying, "Hey guys, you snuff your own lights out, your own light out." That's what he was talking about. You're the light of the world, but you snuff your own light out. I'm like, "What do you mean, pastor?" And he says, "Well, you sin. It's not that you're unlucky. It's not that Satan, it's the devil's fault. The devil made me do it. It is your own choice. And that's what separates you from Christ. But you can be saved by trusting in him, repenting of your sin." And I gave my life to the Lord that day. It all clicked when I realized that I'm my own worst enemy. And if I repent and believe in Jesus, I have now peace with God. And it was life-changing for me. Shortly after that, I transferred to James Madison University, where I describe that time as a greenhouse for growth. I immediately got involved with a campus ministry called Crew, where I was discipled for the first time and really mentored and taught about digging out some of these sin issues that I had, you know, sexual sin, desire to drink, and these things for the first time, and experienced a lot of victory in my college years. And I loved it so much. I was like, I want to join staff and I want to do this. I want to share the gospel on campus and I want to disciple. And I had a chance to do that in China. And 5 years later, that's a big fast forward, but I loved it so much that I spent 5 years doing it. And in that time at a training, I met Lacey Bob, who eventually became my wife, who I adore and love, and I'm so glad that the Lord led me to Lacey. And we got married in 2018, and we thought, well, let's get some more training, because we want to be long-term in ministry, sharing the gospel and bringing the hope of Jesus and peace with God to the nations. Let's get some more training before we do that, and that's why we moved to Louisville. That's a really long story made short. But yeah, the Lord got a hold of me in 2008. I got saved in 2010, and I just want to share Jesus with everybody. And here we are in Louisville. How have I seen growth at Emmanuel and growth in our family? Well, yeah, Emmanuel has been vital to my growth in humility. I mentioned pride earlier. Humility has been, people are just so loving and Christ-centered and humble here that I needed that in my life. My wife and I's faith has grown too. As we experienced infertility, we have been surrounded by a loving community who's steadfast and has helped us in the midst of that. What do I appreciate about the body here? Emmanuel is a gracious community that is committed to one another. whenever I see there's a need, somebody steps up to meet it. Personally, the brothers and sisters of our GCG have become our family away from family. And we've shared just so much life together, joys and sorrows. And I'm just so grateful for my GCG in so many ways. Nominated to be a deacon, in what ways has the Lord gifted you in that capacity? Ever since I was a kid, I just saw needs before they happened. I think I'm wired to anticipate needs, to try and meet them. I do enjoy making people feel welcomed and cared for. I think that has a lot to do with my mom and my dad, just the family environment that I grew up in. But I would just love to serve this body with the needs that come up and glorify God in doing so. So I appreciate you guys listening to this, and feel free to stop me, talk to me. Would love to hear from you. Thanks.